September 24th, Saint Pacific of San Severino, Confessor, First Order. Pacific was born of a distinguished family in the Italian city of San Severino. As a child, he evinced unusual seriousness, great piety, and love of mortification. Early in his youthful life, this spirit of mortification was put to the test. He was quite young when he became an orphan and was taken to the home of his uncle, who brought him up very strictly. Two servants in his uncle's home could not bear the sight of the boy and caused him many unpleasant experiences. If anything went wrong in the house, even if they were to blame for it, they accused the boy, and his uncle would then punish him severely for it. Pacific accepted the punishment in the spirit of mortification, bore it with remarkable patience, and so advanced in virtue. Our Lord saw to it that his virtue was made manifest. One day a servant knocked the spigot of a wine barrel loose, and all the wine ran out into the cellar. She blamed Pacific for it. His uncle took the boy down into the cellar with him to show him what he had done and to give him the punishment he deserved. The boy went along calmly. When they reached the cellar, they found the floor quite dry and the barrel full of wine. The maid was called, and when she saw the miracle, she admitted her fault and praised the holiness of the innocent boy. When he was 17 years old, Pacific entered the Order of Friars Minor. After the year of probation, he made his vows, and from that time took great pains to observe them perfectly. He was ordained to the priesthood when he was 25 years old. He was first assigned to the surrounding villages of the Apennine, where he found the greatest delight in preaching the gospel to the poor and the uneducated. No road was too rough, no mountain too steep for him. He looked up the poor shepherds in their out-of-the-way huts in order to instruct and guide them on the road that leads to God. But he was not long to enjoy this apostolic work. After a few years, he became ill and never completely recovered his health, so that he was obliged to serve God patiently with an infirm body for more than 30 years. Pacific was completely satisfied with God's designs in his regard. "God wills it," he said in a cheerful way, "and so may his will be done." The painful suffering he had to endure, and the many acts of mortification he performed in addition, he joined to his unceasing prayers and offered them up for the salvation of souls in the conversion of sinners. Even in his sickness, he was so modest that he would never allow anyone else to dress the ugly sores on his legs, but always took care of them himself. When he was able to say Holy Mass, he did it with the utmost fervor and devotion. In his later years, he was often favored with ecstasies after the elevation at Holy Mass. His countenance shone with a radiance like that of the sun. The sick were miraculously cured by him, and he foretold many future events. When death finally summoned him and he had received Holy Communion for the last time with admirable devotion, he once more expressed his gratitude to God for all his benefits, and then, with his hands crossed upon his breast, surrendered his soul to his Creator. The day was September 24th, 1721. Many miracles occurred at his grave, and two dead persons were restored to life after his holy relics were applied to them. Pope Gregory XVI canonized him in 1839. On conformity with the divine will. Consider how Saint Pacific arrived at a high degree of sanctity despite the fact that he was quite unfit for work. His conformity with the will of God did it. Already as a child, he accustomed himself to accept everything as coming from the hands of God. And so, when his apostolic career was cut short so early in life, he did not find it hard to say, "God wills it. May his holy will be done." The Holy Ghost says, "They who are faithful in love shall rest in him." Wisdom 3:9. This perfect peace, in which we rest content with all things as happening to us by God's holy will, is a proof that we are devoted to God in faithful love. That is what true piety and perfection consist in, not in great undertakings. Do you strive to acquire this genuine conformity with the divine will? Consider that man's real accomplishments here on earth depend on his conformity with the will of God. God has need of no man. The psalmist says, "Thou art my God, for thou hast no need of my goods." Psalm 15:2. But Almighty God wishes to use human beings as his tools here on earth. People that are entirely conformed with God's holy will are his most useful tools. Is it not possible, then, that Pacific accomplished more in his sufferings than many a missionary in years of toil? You complain, perhaps, that because of your infirmity, you are not able to do much work. Be resigned to God's holy will. Do what you can, and pray for your fellow men. Then God Almighty will recompense you abundantly. In a speeding train, the rusty couplings that bind the coaches together are as important as the puffing locomotive. Perhaps God has chosen you to act the part of such couplings in life. Consider how happy we can be in trial and suffering if we are resigned to God's holy will. Faith teaches us that God has only our welfare at heart. He who is entirely resigned to God's holy will is therefore steering straight toward the goal of his own happiness. With this in mind, he bears the sufferings of time as a means to reach his blessed goal, so that even if nature sighs, he preserves interior peace and joy. To them who love God, all things work together unto good. Romans 8:28. It was from this knowledge that Saint Pacific drew his invincible patience, and that is why he loved to be alone, because in that way he could more readily attain to true union with God and make a complete oblation of himself. If we imitate the resignation of Saint Pacific, at the end of our life we shall, like him, render fervent thanks to God for all his benefits to us. Prayer of the Church. O God, the dispenser of all good, who didst clothe Saint Pacific, thy confessor, with the virtue of great patience and of love for seclusion, grant at his intercession that we may walk the same way and obtain the same reward. Through Christ our Lord. Saint Pacific of San Severino, pray for us. Thank you.